Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 15, Parasuram, the Lord's Worry Incarnation, text number 15. Griptam Kshetram Bhuvo Bharam Abrahmanyam Anishat Rajasthamo Vritam Aham Pagunapi Kritem Hasi. Driptam, very proud. Kshetram, the Kshatriyas, the ruling class. Bhuvaha, of the earth. Bharam, burden. Abrahmanyam, sinful, not caring for the religious principles enunciated by the Brahmanas. Anina shat, drove away or annihilated. Raja tamaha, by the qualities of passion and ignorance. Ritam, covered. Ahan, he killed. Palguni, not very great. Api, although. Krite, had been committed. Anghasi, an offense. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud, became, because of material modes of passion ignorance, irreligious and ceased to care for the laws enacted by the Brahmanas. Parashuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. Purport. The Kshatriyas, or the ruling class, must govern the world in accordance with the rules and regulations enacted by great Brahmanas and saintly persons. As soon as the ruling class becomes irresponsible in regard to the religious principles, it becomes a burden on the earth. As stated here, Rajas Tamo Vritam Bharam Abrahmanam Abrahmanyam. When the ruling class is influenced by the lower modes of nature, namely ignorance and passion, it becomes a burden to the world and must then be annihilated by superior power. We actually see from modern history that monarchies have been abolished by various revolutions. But unfortunately, the monarchies have been abolished to establish the supremacy of third-class and fourth-class men. Although monarchies overpowered by the modes of passion ignorance have been abolished in the world, the inhabitants of the world are still unhappy. For although the qualities of the former monarchs were degraded by taints of ignorance, these monarchs have been replaced by men of the mercantile and worker class whose qualities are even more degraded. When the government is actually guided by brahmanas or God-conscious men, then there could be real happiness to the people. Therefore, in previous times, when the ruling class was degraded, in the modes of passion and ignorance, the brahmanas, headed by such a kshatriya, they will certainly try to plunder the riches of the citizens without consideration. As stated elsewhere in the Srimad Bhagavatam 12.140, asamskrita kriya hina rajasa tamasavrita prajaste bhakshayashyan ishanti malechara jayan malecha rajanya rupinaha. Being unpurified neglecting to discharge human duties properly, being influenced by the modes of passion, rajas and ignorance, tamas, unclean people, malechas, posing as members of the government, rajanya rupinaha, will swallow the citizens, prajaste bhakshishanti. And so another place in Srimad Bhagavatam 12.2.7-8 says, evam prajarabhi dushtabhir akri kirne shita shiti mandale brahmavit shatra shudranam yobali bhavita nripa prajahi lubdai rajanyar nir gri gri nair dasyu dharmavi achina dara dravina yasyanti giri kananam. Human society is naturally grouped into four divisions, as stated in the Bhagavad Gita. Chatur varnyam maya shristam guna karma vibhagashaha. But if this system is neglected, and the qualities and divisions of society are not considered, the result will be brahmavit kshatra shudranam yo bali bhavita nripa. The so-called caste system of brahmanas, kshatriyas, vaishyas, and shudras will be meaningless. As a result, whoever somehow or another becomes powerful will be the king or president, and thus the prajas or citizens will be so harassed that they will give up hearth and home and will go to the forest. Yasyanti giri kananam, to escape harassment by government officials who have no mercy and are addicted to the ways of plunderers. Therefore the prajas or the people in general must take the Krishna consciousness movement, the Hare Krishna movement, which is the sound incarnation of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Kali Kali Nama Rupa Krishna Avatar. Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, has now appeared as an incarnation by his holy name. Therefore, when the prajas become Krishna conscious, they can then respect a good government and good society. They can then expect a good government and good society, a perfect life, and liberation from the bondage of material existence. So the verse again. Driptam kshatram bhuva bharam a brahmanyam ani nashat rajastamo vritam aham palgun yapi kritem ahasi. When the royal dynasty, being excessively proud because of the material modes of passion and ignorance, become irreligious and cease to care for the laws enacted by the brahmanas, Parashuram killed them. Although their offense was not very severe, he killed them to lessen the burden of the world. Namo Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutaye Srimate Bhaktivedanta Swami Tanamane Namaste Sarasutunde Ve Gauravani Vacharane Nirvishesha Shrinivadi Paskatyade Satarane. It is said that there are four purposes of life according to the Vedic culture. One of them is called dharma, artha, kama, and moksha. Dharma is maintained by the kshatriyas in society, that they hear the religious principles from the brahmanas and they implement them. They implement dharma. And the vaishyas are supposed to maintain the economic system, artha. Namely, protecting cows and the bull, krishi goraksha vanijam, vaishya karma svabhavajam. And the shudras, shudrasyabhi svabhavajam. For the shudras, their service. And therefore, the shudras are engaged mostly in, well, that level is sense gratification. But if there's dharma, proper dharma, under the direction of the Brahmins, then economic development is religiously performed, or according to the laws of nature. In other words, there's cow protection, there's protection of the bull, there's protection of the ladies, there's protection of the old people. People are protected under the proper rule of the kshatriyas. When there's no proper kshatriyas, when there's no dharma, then everyone is exploited. Then there's only a few vaishyas and mostly shudras, and the few vaishyas are tricking, cheating the mass number of shudras to exploit them. So they work like a dog, they eat like a hog, they have sex like a pigeon, and they defend themselves like a tiger. In other words, they become lower than animals. Because, as Krishna says, yakshasri, well, trividanara kasyedam dvaram nashitam atmanah kama krodha tata lovas tasmat etam trayam chayet. There are three gates leading to hell, namely lust, anger, and greed. Every sane person should become free from these three gates because they lead to the degradation of the self. In other words, Krishna consciousness is quite simple. We are eternal spiritual beings, and the aim of life is to get free from the material concept of life. And the material concept of life, we have it because we're covered by lust and its different manifestations. Now, of course, we think we're good people. How can a good person like me be influenced by something bad? But the question is, how can a bad person like me be influenced by something good? That's the real question. If we think we're good, that's not very good. If we realize we're conditioned souls, and the worst thing is to be conditioned. We may point out other people, well, these people are conditioned, but they're badly conditioned. But I'm conditioned, but I'm very nicely conditioned, because I'm a good conditioned person. So this is due to our false prestige, thinking the example is given wet stool and dry stool. We've heard that example many times in India. Especially, people pass stool in the fields, and there's a theory among some people that the side that gets baked by the sun is actually better than the side which is not, is still wet. But after all, the subject matter is the same, whether it's wet or dry. Similarly, whether we're in goodness or in passion or in ignorance, we're conditioned souls. And therefore, we should not be proud of the fact that I have a conditioning in the mode of goodness, that my jail cell is better than your jail cell because it's cleaner. And now, in fact, I take pictures of my jail cell and I put them on Facebook so people can know how nice my jail is compared to yours. But after all, it should be an embarrassment if you were in jail, and walking around in a material body should be embarrassing because this is our torture chamber, material body, material subtle mind. And it's torturing us with the very things that we're thinking are, sometimes we think are positive, namely lust. People are trying to cultivate lust. As a matter of fact, they pay to go on the internet and watch pornography in order to stimulate their lust. And if anger and greed arises, they think this is a plus. The most greedy people in the world are the people we hear the most about. People who are biggest cheaters, they're the people who are most popular. And if we become angry, of course we should take it out on everyone else because I'm an innocent victim and we have to get rid of everyone except for me. But all this leads to illusion. We're walking around in a bubble of illusion, and there are different degrees of that illusion. More in ignorance, less in passion, and still less in goodness, but only in Krishna consciousness are we able to live as the as we really are, as a spiritual being. Still, varna and ashram is there, so that even if we're not living as a spiritual being completely, at least we can live as a human being, rather than as the most degraded animal. Because animals simply work according to lust, anger, and greed with no other purpose of life. Therefore, when we have only a society of many, many Shudras who are always lamenting, always trying to figure out why they're suffering, so many psychiatrists, so many psychologists, so many people are mentally disturbed, trying to figure out why we're suffering. But they're suffering because they're addicted to lust, anger, and greed, which manifests itself as illicit sex, intoxication, killing of animals, and mental speculation, and gambling. They suffer, but they don't want to give up the causes of their suffering. As we heard that famous story of the Marquis of Jetland, who formerly was the governor of West Bengal. He even visited Prabhupada's school, when the Scottish Church's college, when he was the governor. But later on, he moved back to England. And when he moved back to England, some of Prabhupada's godbrothers, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Prabhupada's disciples, were preaching in England at that time, and the Marquis of Jetland approached them and said, "My dear sir, can you make me a Brahmin?" And Prabhupada's godbrother said, "No problem, we can make you a Brahmin, but you have to follow four principles. No illicit sex, no gambling, no meat eating, no intoxication." And the Marquis of Jetland, a sophisticated gentleman, declared, "Impossible." Such a respectable person, he cannot even consider following such principles. So what to speak of ordinary people? Therefore, walking around an illusion that we have this body, we have to act on the spiritual platform at least. Acting on the spiritual platform will help us transcend the influence of lust, anger, and greed, which is accompanied by anyone in the modes of material nature. Even in goodness, there's lust, there's anger, and greed. It's just more subtle. We're lusting to become popular, profit, adoration, and distinction. That lust is there. We're greedy for followers, and we become angry if anyone doesn't respect us because we're so respectable in goodness. So even in goodness, there is lust, anger, and greed. What to speak of the other modes of material nature, where one is so, in the mode of ignorance, one is so lusty, angry, and greedy, he can't do anything. He has no energy to do anything, practically speaking, except to eat, sleep, mate, and defend. Whatever is available, he just scoops up and puts in his mouth. It doesn't really matter what it is. It's all the same. As long as the stomach's full, he's happy. And if there's a place to sleep, then that's perfection. And sex can be had done anywhere, anytime, in any way. There's no rule and regulation. The only rule and regulation is there are no rules and regulations. Simple life. Or in Africa, there's one tribe where their philosophy is, if I'm alive, I'm good, and then if you're dead, you're bad. So if you kill your enemy, you're good. And because he's dead, he's bad. Simple philosophy. You don't have to worry about morality or laws or whatever. Everything is quite simple. For the animals, there's no education. Of course, there is some education. They're taught for 15, 20 minutes, you know, how to bite the on the throat. This is where you bite your victim, the other animal. This is how you tear the animal apart. Little training, maybe an hour or something. Mother lion trains her cubs, and then the lions become expert by practice. But in human form of life, one has to learn how to control the senses rather than just let them control the soul. Control the soul means that the soul chooses things which are covering his nature, his consciousness. And therefore, when the soul has some knowledge, he chooses to do things that will actually purify himself. Places like washing his hands, taking a shower, getting up early. These are all things that will purify one, and at the same time doing it for the sake of remembering Krishna. Because when one remembers Krishna, then that's the quickest way of becoming purified. Because in Krishna's presence, everything becomes purified. Krishna is the supreme pure, pavritam. And without Krishna, nothing can become completely pure. Even Brahma, without Krishna, if he's not a devotee of Krishna, he's also simply a jnani or a karmi Brahma. Therefore, we have to try to act in the mode of goodness and at the same time remember Krishna. But for society in general, they don't know this. Nate vidu swarta gatim hi Vishnu. Don't you have to go for studying for your test? Nate vidu swarta gatim hi Vishnu. People in general have no idea what's going on. They're being bombarded since birth with all kinds of false narratives about what purpose of life is. They don't know that the aim of life is to obtain Krishna. They don't even know that they're not their body. It's a society which simply propagates darkness. The more educated a person becomes, the more they find themselves in darkness, because they get covered over by so much foolish information. It has nothing to do with the real self. And what to speak of the existence of God, they don't even believe that there's a God. Even the people, they look into the microscope, the so-called learned people, they see that every cell in the body, of which there are trillions, is more complicated than a city like the size of New York, with its energy system, its transportation system, its disposal system. It's completely marvelously arranged, and still they claim that it's all by accident. Although they can never duplicate such an accident. Imagine taking a city like New York and exploding it and throwing it up in the air and hoping that it all fall into the same buildings again. Who would even, with all the electricity and all the plumbing and all the disposal and all the energy and all the everything in it, would just fall into place? Who would believe that? Let's bomb Ljubljana, have a nice atomic bomb over Ljubljana, and whatever's left we throw up in the air, and then we get a better city again. Just believe it, the Big Bang Theory. After all, everything came out of nothing, and it was all the Big Bang, and that's how all this nice arrangements we've made in the universe, just by chance. So call the Big Bang Company, ask them to come and explode everything so we can have a better city. And people, they're so dull, they'll even argue, yeah, that's possible. You just have to do it enough times. If you explode the whole city, put dynamite everywhere in Ljubljana, explode it, and then throw everything, whatever's remaining, up in the air, and then it didn't work, well, just do it again. It takes a few times to do it, that's all. So if it doesn't sound logical, reasonable, it's because we have some sanity left. And yet most people walking around, as if The whole universe came out of nothing because some person, some scientist they heard said it. But they can't prove it. They're not scientists. They can't demonstrate it, how out of nothing something could come. Out of nothing. If everything came out of nothing, then why don't they sit at home? And by doing nothing, they'll get rich. The money will come out of nothing. Why a universe comes out of nothing? And yet a few $100 million couldn't come out of nothing. Whole universe came out of nothing. Why can't that PhD disappear out of nothing? Why do they work so hard to get it? Because they don't believe in the theory. They just try and make money from it. Because their audience is people in ignorance, and therefore they couldn't care less. As long as they get money to gratify their senses, it doesn't matter what nonsense they say. The real point is to get money to gratify the senses as much as possible. Therefore, the job, the service of this Hare Krishna movement is to give people some brains, that the soul is eternal, the body is changing. The soul, inside the soul, there's a supreme soul who's giving us remembrance, knowledge, and forgetfulness. And there's a universe he's created for us so we can perform devotional service and become eligible to go back to him, that he's so nicely given us such a nice opportunity. And in this age, he's come as the holy name, and we can take advantage of by chanting it and distributing it to others, and therefore get some brains so we can understand things as they actually are and become purified from the endless, relentless urges of the senses which are never satisfied and which burn like fire. And cover us. Like fire covers smoke, or an embryo covers the womb, or the mirror is covered by dust. So we're covered by different degrees of the illusory energy. But we can get free from it if we ask Srimati Radharani and Krishna to do so, to help us start perform, engage in another life, a spiritual life, which is made out of prema and love, rather than lust and anger. So we can stay here, fight with each other to become the Supreme. We can go back and serve the Supreme and be happy with each other. So I'll stop there. Thank you. Any questions or comments? Good luck. Everyone, Nitya Seva has a test today, so let's all wish her well. Yes.
Hare Krishna Maharaj, please accept my humble obeisances. In the beginning you mentioned that we should protect cows and bulls.
And all other living entities too.
And all the other living
like
entities.
Old people.
Yeah, yeah.
And sick people, ladies also.
Yeah, actually you answer almost everything through the lecture.
What's that?
You already answer my question through the lecture, but still, if I try to imagine this, it will be a beautiful world, a lot less machines, and half of people at least will be vegetarians if you do just these two things.
Yes, that's right.
But my question is, do we have even any chance for this? Because if I suggest something like this, people usually say we don't need bulls because we have tractors.
Oh, people are crazy.
Yeah,
they've lost their intelligence because they've been taken away by illusion. So we spread the holy name, prasadam, the philosophy of Krishna consciousness, the lifestyle of Krishna. We are able to encourage some people to take to the process of devotional service and Krishna consciousness, then they'll naturally develop their normal taste for prasadam and for the holy name and everything else. This will naturally come, because that's who they are. They're spiritual souls. They naturally have a taste for spirit, just been covered, that's all. Just like in a healthy state, people have a healthy appetite. But when they have jaundice, then they... sugar candy tastes bitter, but when they get cured with the sugar candy and the proper medicine, then their jaundice is cured, and then they can taste the sweetness of the sugar candy. Anything else? Kuala Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai.